And it's no secret to any of us that prayer is not held very high in importance in this day and age. The gospel lesson read just a few moments ago speaks to us about the importance of prayer, and specifically on how Jesus dealt with prayer. We read Luke chapter 5, verse 26, that he himself would often slip away into the wilderness and pray. Prayer holds little importance for many in our day and age. That's no surprise, is it? It's no surprise to us when we consider unbelievers, but to many who are in the church, who call themselves Christians, prayer is seen almost as a dispensable part of the Christian life. This, the emphasis on prayer could be due in part to a lack of understanding of what prayer is. It seems that even some theologians haven't figured that out yet. A number of years ago, Newsweek magazine asked a wide variety of theologians about their personal prayer habits. One philosopher answered, "Theology is the prayer of the intellectual. And just thinking about the ultimate meaning of things is what I call prayer." One theologian said, "I suspect that most contemporary theologians would be embarrassed to admit that they do not pray." And the others would be embarrassed